Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and as promised, we are broadcasting from the deck of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Liveaboard. Everybody give it up!
Hey!
As you can hear, I am surrounded by some of my close personal friends, at least for a week. And we are having a ball. We're about a little bit, maybe two-thirds or thereabouts through our week of diving here with Explore Avengers on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We're going to give a little glimpse behind the curtain of what it's like to be on a liveaboard and just have some of the best diving in the world. Of course, I don't leave home without her. And, of course, I'm not talking about my wife, which you'll smack me around when I get home. I'm talking about Mermaid Tiffany is with us. Tiffany, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Are you having a good time?
Always.
Yeah, despite the fact that I'm here with you?
Yeah, that would be the only thing that would make this trip perfect.
Yes, if I wasn't here.
Yes.
Okay, but the diving, that's what we're going to focus on, Tiff, and you're having a good time, right?
Oh, yeah. The conditions could be a little bit better, but considering there was just a hurricane that came through, they're pretty spectacular. I mean, it just... You're in the Caribbean. That's
right. You know, it's slightly breezy, but actually the conditions have been perfect, really. It just, at the front side of our trip, we had, Hurricane Joaquim? Is that what it was? Something like that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay, we'll go with that one. Yeah. And he or she came through, blew through the area, and kind of stirred things up a little bit. But as far as the conditions and the seas and things for this week has been phenomenal. However, that tropical wave came through and kind of stirred up things a little bit on the viz. Now, it's been getting progressively better each and every dive. And here at this point, we're having some really nice dives, seeing some cool sharks and critters and all that kind of stuff. And we'll get into that a little bit more as the show progresses today. However, we have a lot of special guests on board with us. Not only are there some cool people that you're going to meet that are just part of our family now after being on the boat with us for the entire week, we have our friends from Scuba Pro, and we're going to talk to Renee in just a bit here. However, we also have Catherine Castle, who is the big kahuna at Dive Training Magazine, and I feel honored to have her on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Catherine, how are you?
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm good, and it is such a great opportunity. You know, we've hung out at the dive shows over the years. I've met Catherine. She's a hand model, the first one and only hand model that I've ever met. And actually, I don't want to limit you because you're not a hand model. You're a body part model, right?
Indeed. Parts. Yes.
She back, what is it, neck, ankle, something? What is it?
Well, I'm not at liberty to disclose that any longer. It's confidential.
Exactly. She would have to kill us, that kind of thing. But she has a quite a past. But however, now she is, she's like the big editor-in-chief there at Dive Training Magazine. So everything you see in Dive Training Magazine is the result of Catherine. You have to take all the credit now, right?
Not all the credit, but I do have to give a big shout out to Dive Training Magazine because as we speak, Dive Training Magazine is entering its 25th year of publication. Rock on!
Yay! Yes. It is by far the best dive magazine out there today, by far. And I've felt that way at least probably for the last 10, 15 years of doing Scuba Radio. It's really just top-notch, great information, great stories. You're here you're doing research, right? This is what the R&D is all about.
I am working, yes. I'm working as we speak under the starry sky and right above the very deep blue. I am working.
Absolutely. And Turks and Caicos, you've been all around the world, but how does this rate so far from what you've seen? And you've been here before, I guess, haven't you? Or have you?
Yeah, actually, I've been to the Turks and Caicos a number of times, and I absolutely love this place. One of the things I really love about diving here is that you will be likely to see sharks on the reef on every dive. This is reef diving as it should be, because you will see everything from the apex predator on down.
And basically this week we've seen just that. Every single dive we've seen a shark or two, haven't we?
Sharks, turtles, rays, big schools of horse-eyed jacks, everything. We've seen it all.
Yeah, and Catherine has been nice enough to share some of her experience with the folks here on the boat this week with a couple little seminars about how to be published, how to be an underwater model, how to get the best out of your underwater photography, and that kind of thing, because that's what you do for Dive Training Magazine, right?
That's exactly right, yeah.
And you're all about sharing the love, sharing the joy, and making their vacation just a little bit better.
Well, that's what I love so much about the sport of scuba diving, is it's a family. We're all here to learn and enjoy and share and love each other, and yeah, that's what makes it awesome.
Somewhat dysfunctional at times when it comes to, like, Mermaid Tiffany and myself. And
well, you guys put the fun in dysfunction is all.
Okay, all right. That's a good way to sum it up. I'll take that. Now, also, as I said, from Scuba Pro, we have Renee, and this is actually... This is Renee's second Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We're nice to have him back. Or, you know, the Statue of Limitations ran out and you're allowed to join us again? Is that what it was, Renee, or what?
Absolutely. My name was picked out of the hat once again. I appreciate
it. He lost. He got the short straw.
Yeah, and speaking of straws, we had a straw drawing the other night and had some giveaways. We've given out a couple of dive regulators, a couple dive computers, and lots of fun. Lots of fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. Give it up for Scuba Pro, right, guys?
Yeah.
Everybody's very, very happy because for putting up with our nonsense from Scuba Radio, the folks from Scuba Pro have been nice enough to put up some really cool prizes. And everybody is going home with some excellent stuff this trip, thanks to our friends at Scuba Pro and dive training and that kind of thing. So we got to thank them for that. But you just enjoy getting out there and diving yourself, don't you, Renee?
Absolutely. It's always a great experience. The conditions here have been very favorable. Lots of sea life, plentiful. Soft corals, hard corals, lots of wall diving. We've had a great time.
Yeah, and last time he was on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in Saba, and you had a great time then. How does what we've done so far in Turks and Caicos compared with our adventure with Explorer Ventures in Saba and St. Kitts?
Right. You can see the consistency of Explorer Dive,
they just run a great operation, don't they,
exactly.
Explorer Ventures?
The vessel and the staff and the crew, they're all very professional, very, very courteous, and lots of fun. We've been thoroughly entertained.
Absolutely. We're going to talk to a lot of the crew members today. Joe has, like, I don't know, she's kind of turned into the Lady Gaga of the diving world or the seven seas with all the costume changes she's made for each dive. Quite remarkable. We'll talk to her here in just a bit. But also, we got Mimi what is Mini-Me? No, Mamma Mia. Yeah, Mamma. Yeah, I guess it. Mamma Mia. That's how I remember her name. But she's a great crew member here on board. We're going to talk to a lot of folks here. And, of course, Stan the Man made his special banana boat dessert for us this week and made everybody very, very happy. He's been here since day one in the Turks and Caicos with Explorer Ventures, and it's like a homecoming for me when I come back and hang with him and put on about 6-7 pounds by the end of the week. But it's just great diving, great conditions, a little breezy today. So if you hear the microphone making a little racket, that's what it is. We're on the top deck. We're on one of my favorite places on the planet, the top deck of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Liveaboard right now, recording the show, because this is just so peaceful. There are stars out all over right now as we record the show. As we got like four people in the water right now doing a night dive, and the rest of the folks are just hanging out here on the top deck, relaxing. It just doesn't get any better than this, does it, Catherine? Come on.
Well, in the event that I had another rum drink, it would get a tiny little bit better. But beyond that, it's...
Well, fill her up. The booze is free. The next round's on me. Okay? I can only say that on this boat because of that. You know that, right?
I understand.
Yeah. So don't hold me to that when we get out to a dive show next time. But yeah, it's... I mean, this is just one of the best ways to unwind. And I can't imagine a better way to spend your surface interval in between dives, you think?
Well, I know that your listeners are listening right now, but you do have a web component with video. So I would strongly encourage those of you that are listening to look online and see the video from this, because you will see dive briefings delivered like they have never been delivered before.
Exactly, which goes to Joe, and we're going to talk to her in just a bit and find out what's up with all these costume changes she's done. But what about the fact that we made you a mermaid today?
You know, today was my first day being all about the tail. I was a mermaid in training, and I got to tell you, there's a pretty steep learning curve at mermaid school, but I live to tell the tale of the tale.
Oh, I love it. I'm the dream maker. When they come up to me and says, hey, I want to be a mermaid, I'm like, I got this mermaid tale. Don't ask. It'll take way too long to explain, but that's just what we do here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And we got more coming up from the Turks and Caicos next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I've written quite a bit of X-Men fan fiction. Captain Mutato is half man, half mermaid, so he can fight crime as a man and make love as a mermaid. Most of my writing involves the latter.
Can't swim, so I took a boat to an island so remote. Only Johnny Depp has ever been to it before. Stay there till the air was clear. I was born and out of tears. Then I saw you washed up on the shore. Beauty in the water. Angel on the beach. Ocean's daughter. I found love was out of reach. Till I got her. Had I known it could come true, I would have wished in 92 for a mermaid just like you.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving and mermaid making. We just made Catherine from Dive Training Magazine an official Scuba Radio mermaid. She's still a mermaid in training, but by the end of the week, by the end of this Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, I have a feeling she'll have all the skills she needs to bring joy to divers around the world, right?
I'm hoping that by tomorrow I, like, get my mermaid shells or something. Isn't there some sort of graduation ceremony?
Actually, we take the shells away.
Oh,
that's
no.
Part of the graduation. But that's a whole other thing that we probably shouldn't get into right now. Now, also, besides Mermaid Tiffany, of course, we have the Scuba Cowboy, who's entertaining everybody on board with us this week. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. Are you kidding me? We're on Caribbean Explorer again. We're with our Explorer Ventures pals. We got Scuba Pro on board. We got Catherine Castle from Dive Training. It doesn't get any better than this.
This is true, except when you amend the whole festivities topside when you're playing a few tunes from your scuba CDs, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
well,
everybody's
that's more
digging
fun
that. You guys are like into pup playing, right, you guys?
Yeah.
I mean, really, we had all this extra fun and frivolity, or well, I don't know what the hell you call it, just nonsense. What's that?
Jocularity.
Okay, we'll go with that. She's the writer in the bunch, so she has the proper terminology to describe that. But yeah, it's nice because we throw all this extra, extracurricular activity to make the surface intervals pass by even faster and just make memories. That's what it's all about, sharing the love, right, Pop?
That is exactly what it's all about. And, of course, it's that camaraderie that divers have. We just take it to the next level and make it awesome.
True. Now, you've been on many Scuba Radio Scuba Cruises. This is, your second time?
Second time at Turks and Caicos, yes.
Yes, yeah. And we're having great conditions. Even though the wind came in and kind of stirred things up, I mean, as far as, like, just the weather itself, it's phenomenal. And the water temp is 84 degrees.
It's like swimming in a bathtub,
exactly.
Man.
This is bathtub diving. I'm not even putting on a wetsuit, not even a skin. I'm just letting it all hang out, despite what people would prefer. You know what I'm saying?
For some reason, all the girls just left. I don't know why.
Yeah, exactly. It's me and Pup usually diving together, and Phil Narcosis gets stuck with me every now and then as well. But yeah, we're still having a great time. And just as far as just chilling like we are here on the top deck of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Liveaboard, it just doesn't get any better than this, does it?
One would not know that weather came through here a week or so ago because it has been spectacular. All of us were kind of like questioning. It's been absolutely fantastic. The viz is getting better every day, but it's definitely getting back to that Turks and Caicos amazing kind of underwater experience. You just don't get anything like this. And, of course, when you get these kind of people with you, life just doesn't get any better.
Absolutely. Now, right now we're anchored off of West Caicos. And we started off, right off of Provo, I guess, didn't we? Or do you know, Catherine, where were we?
We left from Provo.
We left from Provo, and then we cruised over to West Caicos.
Northwest Point.
Northwest Point, according to Mark. Yeah, Mark helped me out here. Okay, now, Mark was on our last Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, and actually he was with Scuba Radio from day one, literally like 18 years ago. I just moved back to Florida, called me, and we haven't been out diving in a long time. And he goes, man, I'm going to book this trip, and we're going to go out and have a good old time. You were on the Saba trip with Renee from
Absolutely.
Scuba Pro.
You bet.
And you decided this would be a good one to tack along for again, right?
That's right, because, Renee being from Scuba Pro, I'm kind of like the Scuba Pro sucker fish. He just drops equipment, and I pick it up and take it home. It's great.
Yes, it is. We've had all these little contests and little drawings, and you've cleaned up.
I have.
Your luck is really running well right now, isn't it?
I have. I won a dive light, and I won a couple of waterproof bags, and I'm on a roll, Greg.
Absolutely. So, that aside from all the great diving we're having, how would you compare it so far to Saba, though? What do you think? How would you describe the differences between what we've been seeing underwater and Saba St. Kitts on that itinerary compared to what we're seeing here in the Turks and Caicos, Mark?
Oh, wow, that's a great question, Greg. It's kind of, it's apples and oranges. There's a lot of wall diving here, and there's not so much maybe in Saba, but I love walls. It's just great. I mean, there's so much to see on there, and when the sun hits it, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, you have this white sand beach thing going on here in the Turks and Caicos, and when you get good visibility, like I said, it's a little stirred up this week because of Joaquin that blew through right before we got on the boat, but you get this amazing visibility typically in the Turks and Caicos, and the conditions conditions, when the vis is good and that white sand contrast just makes for some amazing underwater pictures and video. And then you got these big critters cruising that through every now and then, a big old shark or turtle or something like that. And they're not as sheer drop-offs like we get in Ceiba, but this gradual kind of wall dive where it sloped down with these sand slopes that it almost looked like snow. It's so white.
I got to tell you, though, Greg, the most amazing thing that I've seen here, and this was just stunning. My friend Tom is here, and yesterday was Tuesday. It happened to be Tutu Tuesday. My friend Tom donned a tutu and went diving with us. The most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, Tom, come on over here. Let's talk about that, because you may need therapy. And if you don't, I think we do. And we need to find out, first of all, is this the first time that you've donned a tutu underwater? Because you seem pretty comfortable.
This is the first time I've done that anywhere.
Okay, all right. So we were experienced that thing together.
Yes.
So we all need therapy is what you're trying to say.
What we're really saying is Tom made his tutu debut.
Okay. Right.
Hey, you know, it seemed like a good idea at the time, but...
Yeah, what inspired that exactly? Why did you decide to, don a tutu? Just because it was Tuesday and you figured, hey, why not?
My friend Mark didn't tell me this would end up on the air.
Oh, hey, we're just getting started. We're just getting started, Tom. By the end of this show, you're definitely going to need therapy. That's just what we do, and I apologize in advance, but, you know, it's all about sharing the love, right, Catherine?
Exactly. And in addition to tutus, we have all sorts of awesome Scuba Pro gear demos.
Yep.
We're wearing BCs. We're trying out regulators. We're getting to try all the new wrist units, the dive computers.
Well, hell, Tom won half of it. I mean,
we got masks. We got snorkels. We got fins. We got wetsuits. Everything brand new, top of the line Scuba Pro gear, and it's being passed around like candy. So
yes,
we're really getting the benefit of doing a cruise like this. And for those of you who are listening, if you're looking at doing a live aboard trip on one of the Explorer Ventures boats, book a Scuba Radio tour, because you get all the value added benefits of demo gear from Scuba Pro. You get experts here to,
and that makes up for wearing tutus and all kinds of crazy nonsense that we throw into the mix. So come join us next time for sure. All right, we got more coming up. Stay close. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are in the Turks and Caicos on the Turks and Caicos Explorer to Live Aboard with Explorer Ventures. It's a scuba radio scuba cruise. And just having a ball. We got Catherine Castle from Dive Training Magazine, Renee Dupree from Scuba Pro, the Scuba Cowboy, Mermaid Tiffany, Tutu Tom, and Mark, and that's a long story. But if that weren't enough, Phil Narcosis is on board with us as well. Phil, how are you doing? But it is the first time we've had the opportunity to dive together. It kind of went right to Mount Everest of diving, wouldn't you say?
We are having a ball. It's eat, sleep, and dive. But you know, I've been on a few liveaboards before, and this is way more than I bargained for. Because beyond eat, sleep, and dive, what we have here are experts. We have Scuba Pro, we have Scuba Cowboy, so we get serenaded every night. We've got a cocktail in our hand after a day's worth of diving, so it's more than eat, sleep, and dive. We're getting gear. They're handing it out, like Catherine said, like candy.
Right.
And have a love affair with my new favorite fins from Scuba Pro. They're the Super Wing Novas, and trust me, I'm a gear snob. If I didn't like them, I wouldn't be bringing them up, but they've been very kind on my knees and ankles, which, you know, on a week of repetitive diving, sometimes those fins can be a little tough on your knees and ankles. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. Yeah, they're very comfortable. They fit well, and they look cool, too. And they kind of have a cool style to
them. Listen, if they don't look good, I'm really not interested in them.
Yeah, well, true, because sometimes it's better to look good than to feel good, my friend.
But beyond that, if somebody wanted to continue their education here on this boat, That we have people here that took a nitrox class.
Solo diver class?
Right, and myself, along with two others, we were offered and we took the solo dive class. And today, I thought I was doing a solo dive, but I ended up having a dive buddy, which was a 4-foot Caribbean reef shark that was with me the entire time.
So they still passed you off on the solo dive and gave you a clean pair of shorts after the dive, too, I think, right? All right, more coming up. Stay close right after Dan Tip. We're back from the Turks and Caicos.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 112. While bubble watchers is the term most used to describe non-divers on a dive boat, feel free to treat them like the diving paparazzi scum they really are.
Would you mind if I took your picture? Now, just stand still, please. Fix your hat a little bit.
Lady, you take my picture with that thing. I'm going to rip your brassiere off and strangle you with it.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And here with us today, Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. Done any diving lately, Nick?
Yes, as a matter of fact. I just got some drift diving in yesterday.
Ooh, drift diving. That's a great way to spend some time underwater.
Pretty relaxing, that's for sure.
But like all diving, there's some stuff to consider in order to stay safe.
You speak the truth.
So lay it on us.
Well, the first thing to consider is the nature of drift diving. It's unique in the fact that, unlike other kinds of diving, you don't enter and exit the water in the same point. On the contrary, in fact, that's the purpose of the dive. You enter the water at one point and drift with the current for a given period of time and exit the water at a pickup point.
It's like flying.
It's lovely. Generally, it's done with a dive master. The group dives together and stays near the dive master, who often tows a line or buoy so that the dive boat can keep track of the group's position and follow behind.
Sometimes the boat follows the bubbles instead, too.
Right. Which leads to an important piece of safety equipment every diver should carry.
Which is?
A safety sausage. On the off chance you're separated from the group, you can inflate the sausage and attract attention. It helps the dive boat find you. A whistle used in conjunction with the safety sausage is also helpful. Using both sight and sound to alert others to your position can only help. It's not the time to be shy.
What other preparations should you make to stay safe?
Be confident in your buoyancy control. It's a key element to drift diving. You'll be swimming in close group, which means close quarters with other divers. You want to be sure you can control your position in the water and avoid collisions. Not only can someone get hurt when this occurs, but you can get entangled or gear can get knocked loose. It's also likely you won't have an ascent line to follow on your way back to the surface, so you'll need to be able to make a controlled ascent. Complete with a safety stop.
So buoyancy control is key, but since you mentioned close quarters, I'd add awareness to that as well.
You are absolutely right. Drift diving is extremely relaxing, and it's easy to get so caught up in being carried by the current that you lose track of your surroundings. But losing awareness of where you are leads to collisions with other divers, the reefs, other obstacles in the water, and none of that is a good thing.
What about drift dive planning?
If you're diving with an experienced commercial operator, it's crucial to listen to the procedures and profiles they outline. Dive at the depth they set, and air allowing, be prepared to limit your time to the agreed-upon profile. Follow the entry and exit procedures the operators follow, and be sure to listen to the contingency plan they give you on the off chance you're separated from the group. But never plan to leave the group. It's the nature of the dive. You'll be diving as a group, so be prepared to follow the rules set for the group.
Including surfacing early if someone runs low on air.
Of course. And that can be part of the planning, and no one should ever feel compelled to take shortcuts or compromise air consumption for the sake of the group's time underwater.
What if you're not diving with a commercial operator?
If you're not diving with an experienced commercial operator, never ever dive without a float buoy to follow and discuss all aspects of the plan, including pickup and separation before entering the water.
Are there any other aspects to consider?
Two things. Drift diving is a specialized kind of diving, and as with all specialties, we advocate getting specific training to teach you what you need to know.
And the other thing?
Be comfortable with your equipment and be sure your gear is comfortable on the surface. Because you enter and exit as a group, you tend to spend a little more time on the surface than you would if you were just entering and exiting as buddy teams. So make sure you can spend that time on the surface without being uncomfortable or expending excess energy. Drift diving is all about relaxing, and it starts at the surface.
If you've ever wanted to know what it feels like to fly, drift diving may be for you. But as with all other types of diving, it comes with its own set of safety, preparation, and training considerations. So before you take off, take the time to learn them all. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. I am on the top deck of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard in the Turks and Caicos. We are just having a ball here on this Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Now, it's evening as we tape the show on a Wednesday night, you know, about halfway, two-thirds the way through our little adventure for the week.
Hump day!
Hump day! Yep. Hump day. And so we're trying to give you a little glimpse of what it's like to be on one of these liveaboards, and we're reflecting on what we've seen so far. We'll tape an hour two of Scuba Radio tomorrow night, so we'll have another day of diving under our belt as we visit French Key. So you'll hear all about that a little bit later on. However, I'm sitting here on the top deck, as I said, with a lot of our fellow passengers on this Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We got some night divers that we're going to talk to in just a bit who just got back up from their dive. But I'm sitting next to Mark from Mike and Mark from back in the day. This is his second Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with us. He was on the Saba trip a couple years ago. Now he's here in the Turks and Caicos. And what happens is, you know, you do your day of diving, you have dinner, and if you do the night dive, fine. You'll have a cocktail after that, or if you skip the night dive like we did, you might have a cocktail or two because it's included in your package price thanks to our friends at Explorer Ventures. And what happens is, you know, you don't get too crazy, but after a cocktail or two, you might have a tendency to do some wacky things, as divers do. They're a little twisted in that sense. And you start talking to your fellow passengers and find out what kind of talents they have. And Mark has a unique talent beyond his diving that is that includes psychic abilities, like our friend, our psychic mermaid, Valentina, who we just talked to a couple weeks ago. So I'm thinking, Mark, maybe with your psychic abilities, we could give Valentina a little psychic shout-out. Can you do that? Can you mentally tap into her psychic abilities and you guys kind of mind meld and create psychic babies? I don't know what the hell you do. Will that work?
Well, Greg, as you know, on any cruise like this, you have to be open to anything. And, you know, hey, I'm willing to try. So, hey, you know.
Trey, you know, she should be on this trip with us. And what you could do is send out a psychic shout-out and say, hey, you should be here. So you're not. You didn't come, so you can suck it. Can you just send that to her psychically?
Yeah, let me get it going here.
All right, there you go. It's done. We've done that. And Valentina, we apologize. But there you go. That's just what you do when you've had too much to drink and you're just sharing a few fishtails with your friends after a day of diving. Now, Butch was a diver, and he actually did the night dive. You were one of four. Is that right, Butch?
Yeah, that's right. We got four of us in the water, and we had a blast.
Now, where are the other three night divers? Where are they? Did they come back up?
They didn't make it.
No, they made it. Clay from Explorer Ventures is listening right now. Yeah, Clay, everybody's good. Don't worry. It's fine. So, Butch, you went down and did a night dive. This is your second night dive. Is that right?
It's my second night dive, and I got a chance to try out that brand new Scuba Pro light that they had it here for one of the giveaways. So it
yes,
was
that
really
thing
good.
Is like bringing the power of the sun underwater with you in a very light and compact package, isn't it?
Yeah, the guys on the boat were saying they were watching us in the water. And it was like we were lighting up the whole boat and the whole area here with our lights. It's a fantastic light.
You put a light show on for everybody on board, for sure. Underwater is kind of like a, you know, an abyss kind of creature floating around down there, lighting up the underwater environment. But did you see a lot of critters, sharks? What did you see on the night dive?
We saw some sharks, saw some rays, saw a few, a lot of fish, the jacks were around and bugging us and having a good time.
Yes. Now, what?
And how was it breathing from that $1,000 brand new regulator from Scuba Pro?
Yes, you won a big reg too, didn't you?
Oh yeah, it is awesome. It is so cool. You got to realize, last year when I came here, I tried the gear on and they demoed it and I wanted to buy it. And this year, I wanted to get it before I got here and didn't get the opportunity. and then I won a regulator, and my regulator was leaking, so it was perfect timing.
Yeah, well, you know, Butch is one of those scuba radio scuba cruisers who has learned from the past, because he was on our trip last year in Saba. Frazier from Scuba Pro was on board with us, and yeah, at the end of the trip, you know, Frazier had given everybody the opportunity to try out some Scuba Pro gear like we are doing this week, and then at the end of the week, he said, look, you know, if you want to pick up some of this stuff, I have a few extras that we're going to offer up for, you know, purchase if you'd like, and he passed. He said, oh, I am not ready yet, and he kicked himself after he got home, and he said, hey, if they do that again on this trip, I'm going to take advantage of it. And of course, Renee said, no, we're not doing that. That was a special thing. And then you ended up winning a regulator. So you, it was like the best of both worlds, right?
Absolutely, because my regulator was 8 years old. And what I did is I brought my son's regulator, which is 2 years old, last year, and it leaked. And then we brought Vince's regulator this year, and it's fine, but it's just a little bit of a exhaust leak to it. But I could get by with it all week, and then win the regulator. That's just a cat's custom.
So basically, we just saved your life, is what you're saying.
You got it.
All right. You know, he learned. He listened to these trips. And then he joined us on board. And
Butch is also doing the solo course with us. So.
Yes, he got solo certified to boot. So a little connection has been made here on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. And we'll continue to talk about those next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Did you know fewer than 2% of divers ever achieve the PADI Master Scuba Diver Rating? Earning your Master Scuba Diver Rating places you in an elite group. People will know you've spent time underwater in a variety of environments with significant experience and training. Rescue Diver Certification with 5 specialties and a minimum of 50 log dives are all you need. And for a limited time, get a free e-card when you earn your PADI Master Scuba Diver Rating. So join the elite. Contact your local PADI Dive Center resort or instructor to plan your journey towards Master Scuba Diver today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
When you want fun, just read a page from my dive log book. I used to say, live and let live.
You know you did.
But in this underwater world where we can dive in, should make one give it a try. Said live and let's dive.
Live and let's dive.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And yes, I am sorry for that, but that's just what we do. You know, this is our opportunity to rub it in to you back home, because we're in the Turks and Caicos and you're not. But there's no reason why you can't be on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with us, with Explore Ventures. So make sure you pay attention. We're going to announce our next trip here very soon. And if this is any indication of what we will expect on the next trip, and I know it will, they only get bigger and better, you're going to want to join us. And Vinny Two Tanks is one of those folks who has been listening to the show. He's been on a couple trips with us now. They just keep getting bigger and better. Am I right, Vinny? Do I speak the truth?
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
And it's changed your life. Not only did you go on our trip, but after you went on our last one, you booked the an Explorer Adventures trip back-to-back. Did 2 weeks in a row, right?
And Caicos again. So now I have 3 weeks for the whole year.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yes. So you're enjoying it. You're having a good time. This week, you got your solo diver certification, right?
Yeah. Me and a couple other guys.
You used your spare air. That helped you out a little bit in that process. It just makes you that much better.
Yeah, you could use one in the class. It qualifies as a solo diving redundant air supply system.
And we were talking about this a couple weeks ago on the show. It wasn't necessarily that you got your solo diver certification to go solo diving. It was just to make yourself more self-sufficient, more reliable as a diver for your buddy, whether that be Butch or someone else. Am I right?
Yeah, you never want to dive alone, but you know, if the skills you get from that can transfer to being a good buddy, absolutely.
Exactly. It'll make you a better diver. That's what it's all about when you're doing this continuing education, and that's one of the benefits or one of the many advantages that you have on a liveaboard trip like this, is that you can do some things like that, get an extra certification, do more night dives than you typically would at home because they're so easy and accessible to do. I know you've tried to do a dive tonight. It got cut short a little bit because you had some air issues, right? The tank wasn't how you wanted it. Is that what it was, Vinny?
Yeah.
Should we change you from Vinny Two Tanks to Vinny No Tank? Is that what's going on?
No.
No, I kid. He had his spare air, so he was fine. There was never any issue. It was just one of them little things. They just gave you a new tank and you're good to go, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was no problem. But you're having a great time.
Yes, of course.
And other people on the boat, they've been borrowing your spare airs. You brought a few extras, didn't you?
Right. A few people are trying them.
Yeah.
I like to spread the goodness of what spare.
Sharing the love.
Yes.
Of spare air. Yeah, your redundant air source. It's a good thing to have, right?
It's a good thing to have.
What are you liking to see so far? What's stood out? Is it the sharks, or what do you think so far about this trip?
I like it all. I just can't begin to tell you.
Just not one thing, just the whole thing, whether it's the camaraderie with everybody on board.
Exactly.
You have a great group.
We have a great group.
Cool diving, sharks, turtles, whatever. Well, it doesn't matter. You just like the whole package.
The water's warm. It's just total fun.
Yes. Now, are you? You're from California, though, and this is definitely warm water wuss diving. This 84 degrees water temp. Are you feeling a little spoiled by that or what?
Well, I'm wearing my bathing suit and just a rash guard, and I'm feeling great.
That's the way to go.
Yes.
You feel loose, free, and the whole thing.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you on board, Vinny. It's good to see you again, my friend.
Thank you, Greg.
I'm glad to be here. Vinny Two Tanks from Spare Air, and of course he joins us week in and week out on the show as well. Now, we've made some new friends on this Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. Not only Catherine Castle and Renee joined us again from Scuba Pro, but we have Doug and Rochelle. And you guys are from where, Doug?
Joplin, Missouri.
Joplin, Missouri. Not exactly a dive mecca in my mind, but maybe it is in yours. Am I right?
There is actually quite a bit of diving goes on in our area.
Yeah, you guys go to the local lakes, quarries, or what?
The local lakes.
Nice. And Rochelle, you are actually like a firefighter and EMT or something, super, like a super nurse or something. What is that?
I am a firefighter paramedic, and just recently I graduated with my bachelor's nursing.
Nice. Now, Doug, was the trick of you going on this Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise the fact that you had to bring her with you, and because you knew of our reputation might injure you, and you had to, she had to have your back, so to speak, or what?
Well, actually, this is her graduation present for getting her registered nursing degree. So.
Very nice. Has it been worth the effort so far, or are you feeling a little let down there, Rochelle?
It's been worth the effort, and the graduation present has been awesome.
That is good to hear. That's good to hear. And it's great having you guys on board. And the fact that you're a nurse, you know, that makes me feel so much safer. You know, when I'm traveling with people like Mermaid Tiffany, you know what I'm saying? I need all the backup I can get, and I appreciate you guys chiming in and helping out in that regard. And thank God we haven't needed her skills on this trip, but it's nice to have some folks like you on board. So what is it about this particular place on the planet that drew you to this trip, Doug? Was it us talking about it on the show or what?
Yep, I heard you talking about the trip last year, and we talked about it, and it's like, we need to do this. We're going on this trip next year. Yep.
Sounds like, hey, these guys are having way too much fun, and we should be able to have some as well. That's what you were thinking?
We wanted in on the action. We wanted in on the fun.
Very nice. And it's lived up to your expectations.
Yeah.
Or should we just apologize again?
It's definitely lived up to our expectations and more.
Excellent. Well, you know, they're diving with us. We're going to talk with them and some other folks here on the boat. An hour or two. We're heading over to French Key. It's just like a Corona commercial, and do some video and some pictures. We'll talk about that and much, much more with the crew as well. You're going to meet the crew, like the Lady Gaga of the Seven Seas. I swear that's all happening. An hour or two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving from the Turks and Caicos on the Turks and Caicos Explore 2 Live Aboard with Explore Ventures. Stay close. We're just getting started.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.